بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، it pleases us, والله, to continue with the stories of the prophets, قصص الأنبياء by Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah. And what beautiful story to cover tonight in the story of Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Ra, these letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah knows their meaning. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. These are the آيات, the verses of the clear book. إن أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. We have sent down this Quran as an Arabic Quran, in Arabic language, in order that you may understand. Some of the scholars, they mentioned that the Arabic language, the reason why the Quran was sent down in the Arabic language, is because the Arabic language is vast in clarifying meaning and in clarifying detail like no other language. And it's easy to remember. The Quran has been made easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy to remember, so who is there to remember and remind themselves with it, and read it and recite it. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We're going to mention to you from the best of stories. بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, in that which we reveal to you, هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, this Qur'an. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, whilst before you were from the heedless. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. And when Yusuf said to his father, Oh my father, I have seen 11 stars, and the sun and the moon, I have seen them prostrate. Here, first and foremost, this is أحسن القصص, from the best of stories. And a reminder to the believers. And a reminder to the believers. Best stories, Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, in his Qasas al-Anbiya, he said best stories in terms of many things. In terms of the benefits that one gains from this, from the exhortations, from the encouragement to do good, from the situations that you will learn in these stories. From that which is going to and fro. How somebody was considered to be poor, and then Allah raised him up. Allah raises whom He wills. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He lowers, debases whom He wills. Allah rose and He raised Yusuf alayhi salatu salam after being what? A mere servant in the household. SubhanAllah. And Allah raised him. This is a story in itself. This is a lesson in itself, that Allah can raise you. And He can raise you many levels, and also He can debase you. That's why we have to turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah and learn from these benefits in this Ahsan al-Qasas, in this best of stories. So when Yusuf alayhi salatu salam said to his father, Oh my father, I have seen in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon. رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِسَاجِدِينَ, I've seen them prostrate to me. This prostration is not a prostration of worship. This is a prostration of honor. Because in the end of the story you will come to know, Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions that this 11 stars were considered to be his brothers. And the sun and the moon were considered to be his parents, his mother and father. or his father and mother were considered to be, and that is the honor they gave, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, that they gave to their son, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was not a prostration of worship, but rather a prostration of honor. Just like Na'am, when Allah commanded Iblis to bow down to Adam, that was not a bowing down of worship, that was out of, again, honor and respect for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is to show that Adam is better. It's better than Iblis. Even though Iblis said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. He said, I'm better than him. You created me from smokeless fire while you created him from clay. But Allah showed that Adam alayhi salam is better with the bowing of honor. The bowing of honor. And likewise here, this prostration was a prostration of honor. So this is a great story. ذَلِكَ لِصِدْقِهَا. It's great because of its truth. It's a true story. وَسَلَامَةِ عِبَارَتِهَا. And because of the ease of its statements being نعم, beneficial for the people to benefit from. نعم, and free from any error and free from any deficiency. And perfect in its order. نعم, and its great meaning, he says. بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن أي بما اشتمل عليه هذا القرآن الذي أوحيناه إليك وفضلناك به على سائر الأنبياء. In that which we have revealed to you in this Quran, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised and praised the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best of all the messengers. And in fact this story is mentioned to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here he says, in that which we have revealed to you, the Quran is revealed to who? To Rasulullah as being the best of the messengers. وَذَاكَ مَحْضُ مِنَّةِ اللَّهِ. That is that great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He would raise whom He will, and He will debase whom He will. And rather, it is clear that He raised the status of the Anbiya, and the best of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Even though you before were without guidance. Because غَافِلِينَ here means without revelation being revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is similar to the verse مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلِلْإِيمَانِ. You did not know prior to revelation what was the book of Allah and faith, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to you this Qur'an. So this is a praise for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah has raised him and he has praised him, na'am, and he has given him this best story, Surah Yusuf. It qala Yusuf li abihi ya abati inni ra'aytu ahad ashra kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Qala ya bunayya la taqsus ru'yaka. Oh my son, his father said, don't tell your dream ala ikhwatik, to your brothers. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. Then they will plot and plan. Because he saw this dream as a good dream for him. That he is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so don't tell this story to them. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. For indeed, shaitan to mankind is a clear enemy. Is a clear enemy. Then he said here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, La yaftar anhu laylan wala naharan. He's a clear enemy. He doesn't fall short in following you and me day and night, following you and me to lead us astray. Wala sirran wala jihara. Nor does he leave you and me, whether we are alone or whether we are in front of the people. He's following us, just like he followed the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, against his brother, to be jealous of him and to want to harm him, to get rid of him. Why? Because they saw that the father actually preferred Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam over them. And here Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, in his explanation, he says that this is proof that we should be just with our children. And the Messenger ﷺ said himself, اتقوا الله في أولادكم, يعني في الله concerning your children. Be just, اعدلوا. Be just concerning your children. Don't prefer one over the other, but be just with all of them. If you buy one something, buy the others. Don't feel them left out, because while you are, you may create tension between them. You may allow shaitan to come to the one that's left out, and then you cause problems in your household. So follow this example. This example that Rasulullah ﷺ commanded us with, and that is to fear Allah concerning our children and be just towards them. فَالْبُعْدُ عَنِ الْأَسْبَابِ الَّتِي يَتَسَلَّطُ بِهَا عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَوْلَى. So keep it away from those reasons whereby the shaitan tries to overcome the servant is first and foremost for every one of us to do. Keep away from reasons that will allow shaitan a chance to pounce and create turmoil and tension in your family. Leave all those reasons. Be careful. You do something and you're a reason for your problems in your household. فَمْتَتَلَ يُوسُفُ أَمْرَ أَبِيهِ. So Yusuf took the example of his father, the command of his father. Don't tell your brothers, because if you tell your brothers, نعم, they may harm you. وَلَمْ يُخْبِرْ إِخْوَتَهُ بِذَلِكَ. So Yusuf عليه السلام took the advice of his father and he didn't tell his brothers. بَلْ كَتَمَهَا عَنْهُمْ. Rather he kept it away from them. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفُ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِي آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Indeed, in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, in that story, indeed in Yusuf and his brothers, there is a sign for those who ask, for those who question, those who seek to ask, and to know what exactly happened. نعم. No. And he said to him, no. We'll come to that anyway. But he says, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. So they said that indeed Yusuf is more beloved to our father over us. Truly Yusuf and his brother Benjamin are dearer to our father than we, while we are a strong group. Really, our father is in plain error. اُقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ أَوِطْرَحُوهُ أَرْضًا يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. He said to him, they said, kill Yusuf, or cast him out to some other land, so that the favor of your father may be given to you alone, and after that you will be a righteous folk by intending repentance before committing the sin. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So one of them said, kill not Yusuf, don't kill him, but if you must do something, throw him down to the bottom of a well. He will be picked up by some caravan travelers and they will remove him from that place and take him far away. This here, Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di Rahman's explanation, he says that this is one of the proofs of أَخَفِ الدَّرَرَيْنِ, taking the lesser of the two harms. So one of them said, don't kill him, but rather the lesser of the two harms, the lesser of the two evils, is to put him in a well, the bottom of a well, and a caravan will come by, and they will take him to a faraway land, and you will be successful. That way you wouldn't have killed him. Killing him is worse. So then they said, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُ. نَعْمْ. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا أَلَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفُ. And then they plotted and planned, and they said, our father, why do you not trust us with Yusuf? Though we are indeed his well-wishers, yani we wish good for him, we are advisors to him. They said, our father, why do you not trust us with Yusuf? Send him with us tomorrow to enjoy himself and play, and verily we will take care of him. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Yani we will protect him. قال إني ليحزنني. He said, indeed, this is Ya'qub saying, the father, truly it saddens me that you should take him away. I fear lest the wolf should devour him while you are careless of him. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة Inna idan lakhasirun. Said, if a wolf devours him while we are a strong group, yani to guard him, then surely we are the losers. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ So when they took him away, and they all agreed to throw him down to the bottom of the well, they did so. And we revealed to him, indeed you shall one day inform them of this, yani of this affair, when they know you not. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ You will surely tell them what they have done, يعني بهذا وهم لا يشعرون While they do not know. So they did their plan, they fulfilled what they wanted to do, and throw him. And then they came back to their father in order to, as you can see, one sin leads to another, one disobedience leads to another, in order to lie and say, actually, he was killed by a wolf, and they brought them in kadib, blood, which was actually false blood, and they claimed that blood was the blood of Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. But this shows us, Shaykh Abdurrahman Sa'di rahmahullah says about this point, in his Qasas al-Anbiya, he said, this shows us that one sin leads to another. And if you be careful from sins and disobedience, then alhamdulillah, you free yourself from other sins, from other disobedience that may be far greater. You start with a small sin, it will lead you to another sin, and then another sin, and then so on and so forth, until you become engulfed with sins. The Prophet said, every time a son of Adam sins, a black spot enters his heart, until his heart becomes blackened, yani engulfed with sins. Engulfed, you can't recognize truth from falsehood. فَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Rather, what happened to them was, رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Covering of sins over their heart, na'am, due to what they used to do. So their hearts became blackened, and they can't recognize truth from falsehood. They can't recognize haq from batil. So sins are destructive. Sins cause a person to sin more and to be more disobedient. And the opposite is true. For obedience, good deeds lead you to other good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to our paths, other paths of goodness, other good deeds. Do one deed, it leads to another good deed, and so on and so forth. So therefore, as Muslims, we must strive to do good deeds. And we must be careful of sins. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ Then they came to their father, crying in the evening. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُوا وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ Oh my father, our father, we went racing one another. Excuse me, tissue, you have tissues? I have a cold today. Flu. Lakallah khair. No. فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّبُ And they said to him that actually the wolf has devoured him and eaten him. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ And you won't believe us even if we are truthful. So look at that. One sin led to another sin. They lied to their father. And they claimed that a wolf had eaten them. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ And they brought his shirt stained with false blood. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا He said, Nay, but your own selves have made up a tale. So as for me, he said, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ As for me, he said, اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ That Allah is the one who helps, and the help is sought from عَلَمَ تَصِفُونَ upon the lie which you described. Subhanallah. So on this verse, verse 18, which shows you that Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, actually, when he said this, even though they tried to bring him blood that was not true, false blood, but still it showed you that Ya'qub knew that there was something wrong. And then he said to them this statement, and Shaykh Sa'di rahmahullah said, A, meaning, زَيِّنَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَمْرًا زَيِّنَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَمْرًا That it was actually your souls that beautified the affair. قَبِيحًا An affair which is not normal, something which is disfigured, something which is horrible. you actually did something which is not good. فِي التَّفْرِيقِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ, in splitting the affair between me and him. لِأَنَّهُ رَأَى مِنَ الْقَرَائِنِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ, because he saw from the qara'in certain proofs or certain affairs which proved that they were not being 100% truthful. So he saw from that. And this is Shaykh Rabi' Habudullah, he talks about the qara'in. If somebody brings those qara'in, brings those affairs where he himself brings about doubt upon himself, then he deserves to have bad opinion over. And this brings us to the affair where one of the misguided innovators, Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'rabi, when he was speaking against the Salafis and saying, oh, the Salafis, they don't have good opinion. And then he would give examples from the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and criticize the Sahaba at the same time and say, look, even the Sahabi, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and the companions, they didn't have good opinion over Ibn Sayyad. Ibn Sayyad was an individual in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom the Sahaba or some of the Sahaba considered to be the Dajjal. They considered him to be the Antichrist. So one day when he was alone with Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Ibn Sayyad said, why do they, meaning the companions, say that I am the Dajjal? Dajjal can't enter Medina, and I come into Medina. Dajjal doesn't have children, and I have children. And then he paused. Imagine Abu Sa'id al-Khudri must be brave. He's with him alone. He's with Ibn Sayyad alone. He's brave. The Sahaba were brave. Naam, and he must have heard these rumors as well, or these statements that he is considered to be the Dajjal. But look what Ibn Sayyad did after that. He paused and he said, but if it had been given to me, and to be the Dajjal, I wouldn't reject it. Imagine he's saying this alone with who? With Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Because of that, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah refuted Abu al-Hasan and he said, Ibn Sayyad, the Sahaba had the right to have bad opinion for Ibn Sayyad, to have su'ad dhan for Ibn Sayyad. Why? Because Ibn Sayyad brought about the qara'in, just like the brothers of Yusuf brought about the qara'in, those reasons where you have bad opinion for that individual, where that individual deserves bad opinion. Of course, in the ba'd al-dhanni ithm, some conjecture is sin. That means some conjecture is not sin. Some conjecture, the person is deserving over it. Some conjecture, the person is deserving. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he said in the hadith in Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ, whoever keeps away from the doubtful matters, then he's free from harm in terms of his deen and in terms of his honor. If you keep away from haram, that's clear. But if you keep away from doubtful matters, then you're free from blame in terms of your deen and in terms of your honor. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, in terms of your deen, means you're free from blame from Allah. In terms of your honor, you're free from blame from the people. So therefore, if you bring about those qara'in in your everyday life, which you bring about reasons of doubt around yourself, don't blame others if they have bad opinion over you. Because you are the one who brought about those qara'in, those proofs. So for example, you go into a pub every day, then what does that signify? 99% is you're going and you're drinking and you're coming out. That's the bad opinion that the people are blameworthy. No, because that's where the people have khamar, where the people intoxicate themselves is in the makhmara. So, and you are going there every day. You're going into Ladbrokes. What are you going to do there? Have a cup of tea? You're going to go there. Most 99.9%, you're going to gamble. So if you bring about those reasons for people to have bad opinion over you because you fed into doubtful matters openly, then don't be surprised that people have bad opinion over you. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Shaykh Rabi defended them
And said they had the right to have bad opinion for Ibn Sayyad, because Ibn Sayyad brought about doubts upon himself. And Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah refuted Abu al-Hasan and said to him that even this example that you gave is batil, is futile. Why? Because we have in the stories beautiful examples and beautiful lessons. And this story as well brings about that same lesson. They themselves, the brothers of Yusuf, brought about those qara'in, those affairs, those reasons which Ya'qub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, recognized that these, they were not being 100% straight. لأنه رأى من القرائن والأحوال ومن رؤيا يوسف. And also, he also saw from the dream that Yusuf had, and he told him, التي قصها عليه ما دله على ما قال. And then what did he say? فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. Patience is beautiful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is sought over that which you do, over that which you describe. It's as if he's saying, Ama ana, as for me, فوظيفتي سأحرص على القيام بها. As for me and my duty, I'm going to be ardent in looking after my duty. What is that duty? Patience. Patience. وهي أني أصبر على هذه المحنة. I'm going to be patient upon this test. صبرا جميلا سالما من السخط. A beautiful patience, free from complaining. وتشكي, and getting angry and complaining. إلى الخلق, complaining to the creation. وأستعين بالله, and I seek help from Allah. على ذلك لا على حولي وقوتي. I'm not going to rely upon myself, my power, my own self. I'm weak, Ya Abdullah. You and me are weak. Mimma'in mahin, created from weak fluid. You're going to rely on yourself? You think you can do it yourself? Subhanallah, the hadith in Bukhari, a man was walking arrogantly proud upon the earth. He was walking proud upon the earth, and all of a sudden, the earth opened up and it swallowed him. Subhanallah. How can you walk upon the earth arrogantly and think that you are self-sufficient? You cannot. Except that there's going to be destruction for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't go in the land full of pride. إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. You did not penetrate into the earth, deep into the earth, or tread over the earth, all of it. وَلَمْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. You did not, nor did you reach the mountains in height. So what is there to be arrogant over? That you can't, you didn't even reach the mountains, they're higher than you. You may have climbed, you still have to come back down. You're not at that level, at that height. So therefore, why are you arrogant? Why are you arrogant? Be humble with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Be humble. And thank Allah for the much that He has given us. فَوَعَدَ مِن نَفْسِهِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. So he promised himself that I'm not going to complain. وَشَكَى إِلَى خَالِقِهِ. And he complained to his creator, Ya Abdullah, there's going to be people oppressing you, people having jealousy over you, people having rancor, hatred in their hearts. This is against Islam, that you do that for your brother. Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Do not make in our hearts hatred for the believers. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Our Lord, you are Ra'uf, kind and Rahim. Merciful. Someone harmed you, don't return bad with bad. Two wrongs don't make a right. Someone oppressed you, may Allah guide them. And if they are evil individuals, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occupy them with themselves. Supplicate for them if you see there's benefit, but if you see that they are continuing to do what they are doing and harming not just you but others, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occupy them with themselves and keep their harm far away from the Muslims. Eh wallah, there's people doing that, they're harming. And they think that Allah does not see. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Do not they know that Allah sees? Behind closed doors, you're on your internet and you're writing with your hidden name and you're trying to harm others. Subhanallah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Alhamdulillah, I've never written on the internet with any other name but my name. Alhamdulillah. I don't have need for to do that. This is ghish. You know ghish? Cheating. If you have truth with you, say it. If you have nothing to give, sit down. But to hide, to connive, there was a whole website doing that. Huh? Now it's dead. The website is gone. In English, there was a website in English. The people were on there writing against the ulama, writing against the students of knowledge. For how many years? 3-4 years. The website doesn't exist anymore. Dead. And the ones they wrote about are still standing. The ulama and the students of knowledge, may Allah reward them. Did their da'wah stop? No. And there was another one in Arabic as well, doing the same thing. What happened in the end? Fizzled out. And now there's always these new ones coming up. Always these new. Subhanallah. Allah knows. Wallahu ya'lamu. Antum la ta'lamu. Allah knows each and every one of you doing fasad upon the earth. Subhanallah. The end result of the mufsideen, the corrupt ones, the end result is they have a bad ending. Especially if they speak against Ahlul Ilm. Their uquba, if they don't make tawbah, their uquba is in this life before the hereafter. Because luhumul ulama masmuma. As Ibn Asakir said, the flesh of the scholars is poison, meaning that the person who backbites them, he eats the poison and he kills him, he harms himself. And that we have seen it with our own eyes. So we don't care really. People harm on the internet, lying, cheating, slandering, insulting. Inshallah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, they get the reward. Huh? You know what the muflis is? Man in muflis, who's the one that is wretched? It's not the one who doesn't have money. Not the one who doesn't have dinars or dirhams. The wretched one is one who comes in Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَقَدْ ضَرَبَ هَذَا And he has hit that one. He hit him with his hand. وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا And he had insulted someone with his tongue. وَقَدْ أَخَدَ مَالَ هَذَا And he took the wealth of someone's soul. Unjustly. That's the muflis. Yawm al-Qiyamah comes and the person will take back his haqq. So, Ya'qub alayhi salam was firm and he was strong that he is going to rely upon Allah. فَوَعَدَ مِن نَفْسِهِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ وَشَكَى إِلَىٰ خَالِقِهِ فِي قَوْلِهِ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I complain my affair and my distress to Allah. I complain my affair to Allah, not to the people. And this is for each and every one of us. Complain to Allah. In the last part of the book, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deal with the oppressors. There is no hijab, no barrier between you and between your dua of the oppressed and the one who's oppressor. No barrier. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ بَيْنَا hijab. There is no barrier. It goes straight direct. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ لِأَنَّ الشَّكْوَى إِلَى الْخَالِقِ لَا تُنَافِي الصَّبْرَ الْجَمِيلِ لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ إِذَا وَعَدَ وَفَّى Because complaining and telling others about your problems, telling the Creator about your problems does not negate the beautiful patience. So if you complain to Allah, it doesn't negate sabrun jameel. That's a beautiful faida. But complaining to the people, it negates sabrun jameel. Wallahi, that's a faida. That one there should be written in gold. That you're complaining to Allah does not negate your beautiful patience. Allahu Akbar. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَهُ قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَأَصَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٌ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ Look, when they found, when the caravan came, and after they put the bucket into the well, out came out Yusuf, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and they actually sold him for a little, yani very little price. Here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmullah said that that bucket with water that was coming up, Yusuf actually grabbed onto it. فَتَعَلَّقَ فِيهِ Yusuf. Because he wants to get out from the well. So he grabbed onto it in order to get out of this well. يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامٍ they said. Hey, استبشروا. Look, glad tidings, there is a young boy. وَقَالَ هَذَا غُلَامٌ نَفِيسٌ Oh, he's a young, good boy, strong. He's got some, you know, we can use him or we can sell him. وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٌ وَكَانَ إِخْوَتُهُ قَرِيبًا مِنْهُ فَاشْتَرَاهُ السَّيَّارَةُ مِنْهُمْ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ أي قَلِيلٍ جِدًّا قَلِيلًا جِدًّا They bought him with such little money. Huh? فَسَرَّهُ بِقَوْلِهِ دَرَاهِمْ ثَمَنَهُ Sorry, دَرَاهِمْ مَعْدُودَةُ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ لَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ قَصْدٌ إِلَّا تَغْيِيبِهِ وَإِبْعَادِهِ عَنْ أَبِيهِ So their intention, the brother's intention was just to get him out, far away. They didn't want to kill him. They agreed that they would throw him into the well, and then a caravan would come and take him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ قَصْدٌ فِي أَخْدِ حَتَّى جَاءَهُمْ إِخْوَتُهُ فَزَعَمُوا أَنَّهُ عَبْدٌ أَبَقْ مِنْهُمْ فَاشْتَرَوْهُ مِنْهُمْ فَذَلِكَ الثَّمَنْ So he was bought by a small price. No. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرم مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. So the one that bought him from Egypt, who was it that bought him? Aziz. Aziz of Misr. It was well known that he was a leader of his own right or an honorable man of his own right. So when he bought him, he said that we can use him in order for him to serve us. He said to his wife, أكرمي, be generous to him. مثواه, عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا, or that we take him as a son. أي إما أن ينفعنا كنفع العبيد, just like a slave or servant would help its master in different types of jobs that they would be given. وإما أن نستمع فيه نعم استمتاعنا بأولادنا just like نستمتع فيه استمتاعنا بأولادنا or that we enjoy with him just like we enjoy with our own children ولعل ذلك أنه لم يكن لهما ولد and it may be Sheikh Sa'di Rahman says it may be they didn't have children and that is why he wanted him in order to you know subhanallah children are the zinatul hayati dunya to play with them, to be with them. And if Allah tests you not to have children, of course you desire that more than anything. And it may be Allah SWT tests you different things. So do not lose heart. Do not feel despair. If you don't have children, or that you are sick, or that Allah tests you in another way by losing a child, or losing a brother, or a father, or a sister. Allah tests each and every one of us, maybe the same, maybe differently. Maybe two people the same, maybe each and every one of us differently. Whichever test that you and me are tested with, remember, Allah said in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do people think they will be left alone to say we believe and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ We indeed tested those who came before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah will know those who are truthful and those who are liars, those who are not truthful, those who are not patient, those who do not pass these tests. The tests are many and are different. Loss of life, loss of wealth, maybe no children, maybe you only have daughters. These are all different types of tests. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid you in that test that you have been given. No doubt, it doesn't mean that you don't supplicate for children. If you don't have children, supplicate and be patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you if you are deserving of that. If you are deserving of that, it may be that Allah saved you from a calamity. It could be. One of the scholars in Medina mentioned, it may be Allah saved you. If you don't have a child, it may be Allah saved you from a calamity. Maybe that child that you would have had was going to grow up and harm you.
give you a miserable life, hardship that you've never even faced before. So it may be Allah, out of His great wisdom, was mercy with you, merciful to you, merciful and kind to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise.
وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أي كَمَا يَسَّرْنَا أَنْ يَشْتِرْيَهُ عَزِيزُ مِصْرِ وَيَكْرِمَهُ هَذَا الْإِكْرَامِ جَعَلْنَا هَذَا مُقَدِّمَةً لِتَمْكِينِهِ.
So this was the beginning of Yusuf alayhi salam to be firm in the land. He had a household now. Before it was in a well. Now, alhamdulillah, he's in a household. And he has provisions. And he's treated well. Subhanallah.
وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ.
And that we may teach him, Allah says, the ta'wil al-hadith.
إِذَا بَقِيَ لَا شُغْلَ لَهُ وَلَا هَمَّ لَهُ سِوَ الْعِلْمِ.
Because now, there is no concern for him except knowledge. So this was a period for him to gain knowledge. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am, and He may give you a life. He may give you a period of time where you could benefit. Period of time where you're not busy with the dunya. Subhanallah. Wallah is a blessing from Allah. Look, Shaykh Albani rahimahullah. Allah blessed him. Allah blessed him. Period of time, a long period of time to open the Maktabat al-Zahiriya and to close it. To benefit from its manuscripts, to read it over 3 times over, looking for a piece of paper. SubhanAllah. Allah blessed him and raised him. And Allah gave him that time. If you are deserving of it, Allah will bless you of it. That's the best thing you can be given. Understanding of your deen. Not that you are busy in the dunya, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. SubhanAllah. Allah's blessing if you have good understanding. Allah's blessing, He raises you up to learn your deen. You learn the book of Allah. You learn the tafsir. You learn the hadith. Wallahi, that person is honorable in the sight of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wants goodness for, He gives him understanding of the religion. So from that time, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam gained much knowledge. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Ay amarahu ta'ala nafidun. That the command of Allah is going to occur. Is going to occur. Even though someone tries to stop it, they will not be able to. So those who try to harm Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his own brothers, in the end, Allah raised Yusuf. And Allah aided him. فَلِذَلِكَ يَجْرِي مِنْهُمْ وَيَصْدُرُ مَا يَصْدُرُ فِي مَغَالَبَةِ أَحْكَامِ اللَّهِ الْقَدْرِيَّةِ. وهم أعجز وأضعف من ذلك. There is no one stronger than Allah. That is قوي. And His plan is going to occur.
سبحانه وتعالى. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما.
So when he reached a good strong age, we gave him حكما وعلما. We gave him that understanding and knowledge.
وكذلك نجزي المحسنين.
And that is the reward we give to the محسنين. What is hukma? Means nabiyya. We made him a prophet. And rasula, a messenger.
Aliman rabbaniyan,
a scholar and an educator of good.
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And that is the reward we give to the righteous. Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said,
فِي عِبَادَةِ الْخَالِقِ.
In aiding them to worship the Creator. بِبَدْلِ الْجُهْدِ وَالنُّصْحِ فِيهَا. And also in striving to enjoy the good, in striving to enjoy the good, calling the people to good, advising them to be good.
وَإِلَى عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَى عِبَادِ اللَّهِ بِبَدْلِ النَّفْعِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِمْ.
And to bless you to be good to the servants of Allah, the other people, that you be righteous to them, you be you advise them to that which will help them.
نُؤْتِيهِمْ مِنْ جُمْلَةِ الْجَزَاءِ عَلَىٰ إِحْسَانِهِمْ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا.
So this is the ihsan Allah gives. عِلْمًا نَافِعًا. Beneficial knowledge. Ya Abdullah, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the morning, he would say after Salat al-Fajr,
Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi' wa amalan mutaqabbalan wa rizqan tayyiban.
Oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge and for action that is actions that are accepted and a good provision, a good risk. And this proves also that Yusuf alayhi salam reached that level of ihsan, of being a righteous man, a righteous prophet and messenger. فَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحُكْمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَالْعِلْمَ الْكَثِيرِ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ. Allah blessed him with knowledge. And then what occurred thereafter? رَوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا, the wife of Aziz. She called him. She closed the door. وَغَلَقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, not just one door, she closed all the doors. SubhanAllah. إِنَّ كَيْدَهُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. The women, their plots and plans is great, huh? They didn't close one door. She closed all the doors. No way out. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ, and she called him for haram. قَالَ مَعَادَ اللَّهِ, he said, مَعَادَ اللَّهِ, seek refuge in Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ, this is indeed my Lord or my Sayyid, أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ, who looked after me. Here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, أي هو غلامها, he's her servant. وَتَحْتَ تَدْبِيرِهَا, she's telling him what to do. وَمَسْكَنْ وَاحِدٍ, in the same household. يتيسر إيقاع الأمر المكروه, it's easy for them, for her to call him to do haram, because he's in the same household. من غير شعور أحد, without anyone realizing, without anyone seeing, ولا إحساس بشر, nor anyone can recognize what's going on, so that they were in complete confinement. وزادت المصيبة بأن, and she made it worse by closing all the doors. وصار المحل خاليا, no one else, just her and him. وَهُوَ آمِنَانِ, وَهُمَا آمِنَانِ, and they are in complete seclusion, in utmost security. No one can actually see what they are doing. مِنْ دُخُولِ أَحَدْ, from anyone entering. عَلَيْهِمَا بِسَبِبِ تَغْلِيقِ الْأَبْوَابِ, because she closed and locked all the doors. وَقَدْ دَعَتْهُ إِلَى نَفْسِهَا, and she called him to herself. فَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ, افْعَلَ الْأَمَرَ الْمَكْرُوهُ, do that which is, that is forbidden, and come to me. ومع هذا فهو غريب لا يحتشم, and he's a stranger in that household. نعم, and he is her servant. He is supposed to serve her, and she is her sayyid herself. She is the master in herself, the master's wife. وفيها من الجمال, and also she's very beautiful. ما يدعو إلى ما هنالك, which will call him to that which is not good. But still, Yusuf عليه السلام, نعم, he was strong and he was firm in his deen. Even though as a youth, and he was single and he was young, but he complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he called upon Allah, and he preferred that he be imprisoned in a prison is better than the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will come upon him if he was not patient. If he was not patient, and if he did not fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him to, then he would have fallen to that which is worse. So he was scared. He knew it was the nafs al-ammara bisu, that soul which is calling him to haram. But he was patient. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, which means أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, he said, and أَفْعَلَ هَذَا الْفِعْلِ القبيح, I seek refuge in Allah that I do this evil act. لأنه مما يسخط الله, because it will make Allah angry. I do this evil act. Subhanallah, Allah will expose you, ya Abdullah. You fall into haram for a few minutes of haram, and you will have a whole life of regrets. What is the point? As Ibn al-Qayyim said, few minutes of haram and you have a whole life of regrets. A whole life of regrets. That's Allah salama. So look at those individuals, huh? Who find it easy, this, they think they are strong enough to hold themselves, and they find it strong, they find themselves strong enough to be alone with women. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Yes. Are you afraid of women? Yes. Of course you're afraid of women. The Prophet ﷺ said, Inna awwala fitnati bani Israel, fitatun nisa. Afraid of women, yani being alone with them, I mean. Of course you'd be afraid. If you're alone with them and they're young and they're pretty and they're calling you to that which is haram, who would not be afraid? Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah from that. from the sakhatillah. The Prophet ﷺ said, the first fitna of Bani Israel is the fitna of women. And also, Yusuf ﷺ did not want to deceive his master. His master, ahsana mathwahi, he was good to him. He bought him, he looked after him as his child, like his own son. And so why should he deceive him? Why should he deceive him? And do that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his master. And this is from the greatest of oppression. Someone does good to you and you oppress him. Someone does good to you and you still turn your back on him and you harm him more. Subhanallah. وَالظَّالِمُ لَا يُفْلِحْ Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmahullah said, the oppressor will never be successful. You oppress your brother, you will never be successful. You will never be successful. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who will bless you if you are truthful. And Allah is blessing the one that is sought. وَالْحَاصِلْ أَنَّهُ جَعَلَ الْمَوَانِعِ لَهُ مِنْ هَذَا الْفِعْلِ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ So that which kept him away from haram is taqwa of Allah. And number two, fulfilling the rights of his Sayyid. Number three, protecting himself from oppression. That if he fell into, he would never be successful from. Na'am. And all that came from what? Iman. All that came from Allah protecting him away from the haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from su' and fahsha. And he protected all of the anbiya and the mursaleen from major sins. لَأَنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Because he's from his servants who are sincere. So ya Abdullah, if you are sincere, Allah will protect you from haram. Allah will protect you from those evil sins. Be sincere to Allah. الَّذِينَ أَخْلَصَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَاخْتَرَهُمْ Those who were sincere to Allah, Allah chose them. وَاخْتَصَهُمْ لِنَفْسِهِ And he chose them for himself. وَأَسْدَى عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النِّعَمِ And he gave them and blessed them with many blessings. وَصَرَفَ عَنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمَكَارِهِ And he kept away from them many harms. مَا كَانُ بِهِ مِنْ خِيَارِ خَلْقِهِ So after keeping away, and he's running away now, away from the fitna, and she grabs his shirt, na'am, and as she grabs it, she cuts his shirt, and his master walks in. When he walks in, she now turns it on him, on Yusuf. Look at the, subhanAllah, not all women, but some women like this. She turns it on him. She says, مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلَكَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا What is the reward? What is the punishment for the one who wants to do bad to you, to his wife? to your wife. She's now making bara'ah. She's freeing herself now from the evil that she called Yusuf to. SubhanAllah. إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And it was said, either he will be imprisoned or he will be punished. A grievous punishment. And he was innocent. And he freed himself from this lie. قَالَ هِيَ رَوَدَتْنِ عَنْ نَفْسِي She is the one who tried to overcome me. فَحِينَئِذٍ احْتَمَلَتِ الْحَالِ صِدْقَ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا So now, who's right? And Aziz now is looking on. وَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَيُّهُمَا It wasn't known who's right. Now, both of them are saying, it's not them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَ لِلْحَقِّ وَالصِّدْقِ عَلَامَاتٍ But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for truth signs for people to know who's a liar and who's a truthful one. وَأَمَارَاتٍ تَدِلُّ عَلَيْهِ قَدْ يَعْلَمُهَا الْعِبَادُ It may be the servants of other people will come to know what these alamat are. وَقَدْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَهَا And it may be they do not know. فَمَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي هَذِهِ الْقَضِيَّةِ بِمَعْرِفَةِ الصَّادِقِ مِنْهَا مِنْهُمَا تَبْرِئَةً لِنَبِيِّهِ وَصَفِيِّهِ يُوسُفْ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that the sign was there. That if the shirt was torn from the front, then he is the one who's guilty. And if the shirt was torn from the back, then she is the one that's guilty. And it turned out to be that she was the one who's guilty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from this slander and from this lie. But Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to keep free from being in that situation, not only with Imra'at al-Aziz, but the rest of the women who are calling him to that which is haram. And he said, As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya. Rather, prison is more beloved to me than what they call me to. And this goes on to the next part of the story, inshallah, which we'll cover tomorrow. أَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ